Finally today, what seemed at times like a never-ending presidential campaign is actually coming to an end.
More than a dozen Republicans and 9 Democrats initially competed for their party's nominations. The process played out over almost 2 years.
And produced many memorable moments. Here are some of them.
Earlier this week, Congressman Ron Paul announced his candidacy.
Things are starting to coalesce, and I feel
a little chilly.
I am announcing.
My friends, I come to you today to tell you that I intend to run for
President of the United States.
President of the United States.
President of the United States.
Oh, wow.
I fully expect to win.
On the yellow brick road to the White House.
Hello, I'm Mike Huckabee.
I'm sorry I can't be with you in person.
Look at that John Deere 6430. That thing can get through anything.
You know, I'm going to spend so much time in Iowa, I'll be able to caucus for myself.
She's pulled a stunning upset.
Now, the three of us move on.
Obviously, I thought I was that person.
I'm Fred Thompson.
Chuck Norris.
The late shift with the crying baby.
A big decision to make in the morning.
Why have all these people tried to run her out of this race?
You're going to see change in Washington.
On day one.
So that history can, so that...
Hi, I'm Tom Tancredo.
There's a phone in the White House, and it's ringing.
I'm sorry.
Bless you.
The economy is exploding.
Thanks for the endorsement, white-haired dude.
It's possible that I'm a little too awesome.
I screwed up.
In Bill Ayer's living room.
Too risky for America.
Made-up controversy.
I would fire him.
Da, 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 da.
Hello, this is Governor Bill Richardson.
Washington is broken.
The fabric of our lives.
Terrorists. Aliens who've come to take our jobs.
I'm Mitt Romney.
It's Saturday night!
Katie, I'd like to use one of my lifelines.
Franklin Roosevelt got on television.
That one.
Barack Obama
is a decent person.
Drill, baby, drill, and drill now.
I'm Jack Nicholson, and I approve this message.
Our campaign in a moment, compiled by our senior producer, Steve Proffitt.
Okay, ghosts and goblins today and tonight, and Sarah Palin, the Republican vice presidential candidate, appears to be the most popular choice for people dressing up for Halloween, at least for the people who've been listening to our program.
Yeah, this week we asked you to send us pictures of your news-related Halloween costumes, and many who responded sent in photos of themselves done up as the Alaska governor.
Also, Joe the plumber and a hedge fund hobo, too. You can see some of these pictures.
There's a slideshow at our blog. It's npr.org/daydreaming.
And lots of other stuff there, too. It's the official blog of Day to Day, except no substitutes, npr.org/daydreaming.